This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise is due to Allah. May His prayers and blessings be unto His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and unto all of those who follow him and his family and all those who follow him in righteousness till the last hour. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our khutbah today is about feeding from what Allah has given us of provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises a group of people whom at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were poor themselves, but they had a little bit of food. Some ulama said they only had 3 loaves of bread that night. And a poor person, an orphan, and a captive knocked on their door, and they gave each one of them that loaf of bread. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran in Surah Al-Insan, and they give food in spite of love for it to the needy. In spite of love for it, meaning they themselves are in need of that food. They love to have that food for themselves and that provision. But in spite of that, they still gave it to the needy, the orphan and the captive. And what did they say? They said that we are only giving this food to you not because we want you to thank us, not because we want gratitude or a name, but in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see this. We want His pleasure, for we fear a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared on the day of judgment. We fear it and we seek His reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them that He will save them and He will reward them with what they wanted. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his first khutbah that he gave in Madinatul Munawwara, he said to the people, and listen to this, because when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is first entering Medina, in the first week after they had built the masjid, he went up to give the khutbah, and the first message he gave to the people was as such. He said, O people, feed from what you have of food. Feed from what you have of food. And connect your family ties. And pray in the night when everyone else is asleep. You will enter paradise with happiness and with content. Straight after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced the Quran and introduced the Salat, he tells them to do these 3 things. There is a connection between feeding from your food and giving salams to people and praying in the night when people are asleep. The beauty of all these 3 things, the connection between feeding, making salams and praying in the night, is that all of them create peace and harmony between the community and yourself and between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are asleep at night, you pray in peace to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no obstacles, with no busyness in anything of this world. You are at peace. And when you say salams to people, you are saying, I give you peace. And when you give from your provision, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then you are also introducing peace and promoting peace among the people and happiness. Allahu Akbar. O worshippers of Allah, speaking of offering food to others begs the question, what are the ways of doing that? Is it only that we give food, or does giving charity mean more than just food? The answer is that food cannot be offered to others in many, can be offered in people in many ways in our community. One of them is showing hospitality to our guests. When a guest comes and visits you, no matter if they are poor or wealthy, giving them from what you have in your home and serving them, the angels make dua for you in relation to that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day should serve his guest generously. Brothers and sisters in Islam, giving food can also be done by giving it to one's neighbors as a present in accordance with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, whenever you prepare a broth, put plenty of water in it and fulfill your duty to your neighbors, give some of it to your neighbors. There's another hadith which states that if your neighbors can smell the food or the cooking which you are making, then put a share aside for them also. In another hadith it says that if you give your children some kind of food and the children of your neighbor see it, then it becomes an obligation upon you to also give the children of your neighbor the same thing. Brothers and sisters in Islam, giving food does not only mean giving literally from the food. It also means bringing a smile and happiness to other people. For food is one way it nourishes the body, but there is also food for spiritual growth and food for the mind and food for the nafs, for the well-being of a person. All of this is nourishment. And if you were to look at the meaning of food in the Arabic language, ta'am means nourishment. So you nourish a person's soul, you can help nourish a person's body, you can help nourish a person's iman and nourish a person's mind. All of these are different ways that people can feed other people, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, for the door to feeding is very wide. Did you know that even feeding the animals and the insects is part of giving charity in food? The Prophet ﷺ was asked one time in this respect, and it was narrated that the Prophet's companions, may Allah be pleased with them, once asked him, O Messenger of Allah, is there a reward for us in serving the animals? The Prophet ﷺ replied, yes, there is a reward for serving any animate, meaning any living being. SubhanAllah, even the tadpoles in the lakes, even the fish in the sea, they make dua for you when you feed them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His mercy, for He is truly merciful. Furthermore, amongst the merits of giving food to others is that it opens the doorway to Jannah and to Allah's satisfaction from those who offer it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed in paradise there are chambers, meaning rooms, whose outside can be seen from their inside, and their inside can be seen from their outside. What are they? Invisible rooms of such? Allahu alam, how these rooms look like, but they are something amazing beyond this world. A Bedouin stood up and said, who are they for, O Messenger of Allah? Who are these special rooms for? And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, for those who speak well, meaning they choose their words that bring benefit to others and happiness to others, or guide others. So he said, for those who speak well and feed others, fast regularly and perform salat for Allah during the night while people are asleep. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these beautiful places in Jannah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His grace and His mercy and to make us among those who are selfless, not selfish. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our wealth and purify our provision by helping us and encouraging us in thinking of giving from it. For your wealth and your food is purified when you actually give it out. That wealth and that food means nothing if it stays in your pocket or in your closets until you give from it, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and assist us in making us among those who obey Him and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah said, O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct us all to the blessing of the Quran and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. I say what I have said and I ask Allah to forgive you and me. Ameen. O worshippers, there is an initiative which has begun here in the Emirates, which gives me great pleasure actually to pronounce it and to announce it. In this sense, the humanitarian initiatives in the year of giving, and I presume that it is the year of giving here in the Emirates, has already started with the launching of the UAE Food Bank by His Eminence Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. The bank is aimed at distributing food to those who are less fortunate within and outside of the United Arab Emirates. It will allow the opportunity for volunteers to participate in food distribution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist you and them in doing this. Indeed, such an initiative reflects gratefulness to Allah for the blessing of food. He bestows on us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He said, and be grateful for the favor of Allah if it is indeed Him that you worship. Let us then think and decide whether we are being wise in dealing with the blessing of food or not. We should also strive to join efforts to deliver food to the needy and the people who are poor. Moreover, it is also our duty to nurture such values of benevolence and generosity in the minds and hearts of our children and instill them in our community. That said, please bear in mind that you are instructed to invoke peace and blessings on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "For everyone who invokes a blessing on me will receive 10 blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." O Allah, we ask your grace to help us in being pious and steadfast in performing acts of goodness. O Allah of the worlds, we implore to you to make us amongst those who will enter paradise as their eternal dwelling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the honorable martyrs of our country and those of the coalition and gather them with the righteous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their dwelling with the ones upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed favor of the prophets and the steadfast affirmers of truth. O most gracious, the most forgiving, O Allah, please grant the best reward for the family of the martyrs and offer them patience and solace. O Lord, we beseech you to bless all the Muslim countries and the whole world with stability and peace. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with the rightly guided khalifs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and all of the companions. O Allah, may we ask for all that is good in this world and in the hereafter. O Allah, we seek your grace to admit us, our parents, whoever has done a favor to us and all Muslims, to your paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success and continued health and care to the United Arab Emirates President, His Eminent Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed. And also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also ensure success to His Vice President, Trustworthy Crown Prince, and his brothers, their highnesses, the rulers of the Emirates. O Allah, make this gathering one of compassion, and our dispersion after it one that is infallible. May Allah have mercy on Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the late UAE Sheikhs. O Lord, forgive them and have mercy upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send their prayers upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we ask you to send your prayers and blessings onto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness. Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ذلاتنا وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا جمعتنا وجازينا كل خير. Brothers and sisters in Islam, remember Allah and He will remember you. Be grateful of His benevolence and He will increase His blessing to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and establish prayer. Indeed, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is greater. And Allah knows that which you do. Wa aqim as-salah.